This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
Liquid Web, one of the best hosting providers around. Get 50% off hosting for 3 months with code MMA50OFF.
Smart Home is one of the world's largest home automation retailers. Get $20 off, $100 or more with code TAKE20 off.
Jegs, the leader in high-performance car parts. Save 15 off 150, 25 off 250, and 75 off 750 with promo code MAYDEALMMA, good through 520.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 427.
427!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back with another show by our fans, for our fans, walk line between serious. And we did. What's happening?
You're happening. Hey, let me say.
Yeah.
If you're from the Midwest and you have not tried this, Pseudo Sue, it's my favorite beer. It's from Iowa.
Iowa?
Uh-huh.
New York City.
It's like the only good thing to come out of Iowa that I know. Very tasty. Toppling Goliath Brewery. They make a couple different hazy IPAs. Very tasty stuff. Highly recommend.
What it's all about.
You know what's hazy? My recollection of the weekend's MMA events.
Before we get there, I got a story to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So, this is a three-parter. This is my events today. So,
from today, even? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's live action. I'm live tweeting on the fucking thing. So, my wife's Apple iPhone, like I have to qualify it with Apple. The battery's taking a shit, right? So it was like, I can only hold 50% of the charge, and then I set up an appointment to change the battery. Because I think it was $79 to replace the battery versus, I forgot what it was online. I've done one on my own phone, so. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to do it again because it's kind of a pain in the ass.
It is.
So we go to an appointment, and prior to this, I tell her, guarantee they're going to tell you, your phone's broken, you need to buy a new one. Guarantee this. Because I sat there 2 hours while I had to replace daughter's phone's batteries. And I watched all these other people, and they kept telling them their shit was broken. So we get in there. They're doing their fucking little diagnostics. Looks at the phone. Ugh. Got a hardware defect on here. Like, yeah? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. What kind of hardware defect? I don't know. It just says hardware defect. I said, that's interesting. We came in to get the battery replaced. I just want the battery replaced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't do that because there's a hardware defect. I'm like, so you're telling me I can't pay you to fucking put in a battery right now? Yeah, you can't. There's a hardware defect. Yeah, we can sell you a new phone. I'm like, just stop. Like, we're done here. Give me the phone. We're out.
So that's, wait, what? So why? What would be the reasoning there, though? It doesn't make sense. They can't put a battery in because the hardware is defective? Why would that affect
exactly
anything?
I'm like, you can't get a reading because there's no fucking battery because the battery's dead. So that's step one. But before this is happening, we're sitting there, some older woman's like on her phone talking, doing business.
Oh, the store.
In the store, directly across from us at their little fucking Apple table. And the tech comes up to her and she's still yapping about Excel spreadsheets and this and that. And you could be the Apple rep, and she's on the phone, and she goes to him, 1 second. I'm like, are you shitting me? And she's still, like, another 5 minutes talking on the phone while this guy's just sitting there waiting and waiting. I'm like, you got to be.
Is this Oak Brook?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the Beverly Hills of, like, Chicagoland. Yeah. So that makes sense to me.
It's not a good scene.
No.
And then later, she doesn't pause the phone call. She just starts talking to the other guy while still on the phone.
It must be really important.
She's a cunt. And she's like, oh, man, I have my stepdaughter's cell phone, but I can't log in because I don't have the password. She's such a biatch. Says it like this. I'm like, oh, my God, are we really doing this? I got to get out of this fucking store. I'm like, I got to get out.
This happened today?
This is step two.
Oh, there's more.
So we get in the car, and then we're driving home. I had a red light. Like, oh, cool. I see an old man on like one of those three-wheel bicycles. Mm-hmm. Like, those things look cool as shit. And he was on the sidewalk, and he proceeds to get into traffic, pretend like he's a car. So he's stopped, And I'm perpendicular to this guy. So there's two lanes of traffic going each direction, and he is perpendicular to us, and I'm at a red light waiting for it to turn green. And he's over here at a green light, stopped, pretending he's a car. Mm. So our lanes of traffic turn green. Mm-hmm. He decides it's time for me to go. He just starts driving just into traffic that has the green lights.
So on his three-wheel bicycle.
On his three-wheel bicycle.
Okay.
Mind you, on the radio is fucking Ludacris song in my car going, "Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch!" I'm like, are you, what the fuck is, I'm like, luckily my wife is in the car to witness this, because you couldn't paint a better picture of a fucking movie scene. Old man, I'm imagining this song's playing while he's going and stopping every single fucking car in the way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is going on? I need to get home. I don't feel safe. Something's going to happen.
And? Did something else happen?
No, I got home.
Obviously you made it home. He's here in the flesh.
But I also bought a dashboard camera, so I don't miss out on any other events like that.
Ah, okay, those are pretty badass.
There's a lot of shit that happens, like this, where it's just the perfect storm. You're not going to see some old man go through traffic the wrong way while fucking Ludacris is saying, "Move, bitch."
Yeah, you could have put that on YouTube and probably got a lot of hits.
Yeah, but at least my wife is there to witness all this. And usually that doesn't happen when you have, like, a fucking cool scene happen.
Is she laughing?
No, we're both just looking at each other going, what the fuck are we witnessing here? Because first off, I thought we're going to see an old man die.
Oh, yeah, that would be horrible.
Because I mean, luckily everyone saw him and halfway went in an intersection and said, oh, no, this motherfucker's going for it. Let's just wait.
Yep.
So
he ain't going to wait for anybody. He's going.
That was my interesting day of shit.
Okay.
Let's start with that. You want to talk about some fights? What do you want to talk about? The UFC or the Bellator that happened?
Let's talk about the UFC.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Rose Namajunas Andrade fight. So I only saw the finish, and it was I was like, hey, well, looks like Rose got her ass kicked. But then you shortly said previously, that is not what happened in this
fight. No, Rose was 100% winning that fight. She was picking Andrade apart from a distance, and in round one, she did pick her up and slam her once, and then in round two, this is just like out of nowhere, she picks her up, spikes her on her head, fucking KOs her, out cold, and it's right before Dominic Cruz says, no one can pick her up and slam her from this position.
She's got man strength. That's ridiculous. Yeah. How strong that chick is. Crazy strong.
Wink. And then DC also said he normally, that's how he picks people up. He said, I think it was high crotch. And then people usually roll with the position because they don't hold on to Kimura grip. But she just held on to it because the first time she held on and almost armbarred her. And this time she got KO'd. And it was pretty brutal. When she's winning, like if I want to score it, I was saying before, like I thought she was winning 99% of the fight to maybe the 1% or 2% that Jessica won. So then people were asking, like, because a lot of people were saying, oh, it looked like a fucking illegal slam, and, you know, people could get hurt seriously, and blah, blah, blah. And they're asking, like, do we need to ban slams?
Oh, I don't think so. Do you think so?
No, not at all. The way I look at it, is anybody dying? Did anybody die?
No one died. They just had their feelings hurt, though.
Right. That's how I look at the PEDs. Did anybody die? Okay, and we do them.
That we know.
That's what it should be. Did anybody die? No.
Yeah, but Rose took this one really hard. She's talking about retirement. I know Pat Barry looked very
concerned.
I'll
roll my eyes on that.
For her, you know. Kind of a scary moment.
It's MMA. I mean, things can change.
In an instant.
Like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I don't know if she was mentally sound coming into the fight, right? I think she was still shook from all that Conor McGregor shenanigans, and I think she's always a little bit shook at everything, right?
Yeah, her and Pat got some mental health issues they've talked about.
Like some voodoo and...
They're together, but it's a struggle, and they both have stuff going on, and, you know, as we talked about, you know, with Rory McDonald...
Right.
Once you start getting into that realm of, you know...
Are they into Jesus?
I don't know about Jesus.
Soldiers of God?
I don't know, but he's... the mental game of this is probably at this level, if they're all the people are typically physically fit at the top of the top, you know, they're going to be in good shape. I think it's the mental game. That's look at guys like Cerrone, you know, Damian Maia, who get close to the title fights all the time or in them and then just can't win them. It, same thing, like Rose has got the mental game, has always been kind of her nemesis, you know. So I don't know if this was a mental mistake, but certainly recovering from this will require a lot of mental fortitude.
Yeah, I think it's just a fluke, right? It could be the same thing as a flash knockout. Like it's standing.
You
could just
Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor. Nobody, right. You know, boom.
It's just boom. And wrong place, shit wrong changes, time. Right?
Yep.
And then it's just how mentally tough are you? And it's like if you're not and you go like the Ronda Rousey route, right? Like, oh my God, I fucking lost the championship. That was everything I was about. I was undefeated. And then leave the sport. Mm-hmm. Or take one more beating and then leave the sport.
Go to WWE.
Yeah. And now leave the sport again and make babies. Yeah, those are frightening babies, too. They're going to be fucking monsters, right?
Big,
Travis
bad,
Brown
scary,
and Ronda Rousey?
Athletic.
Oh, my God.
Well, I question the intelligence factor, but, you know.
Well, two dum-dums make a right or something?
I don't even know. But physically, they'll be specimens.
Oh, 100%. I'm sure they'll be smart.
Smarter.
I don't know. Let's move along. Next fight. Jared Cannonier, Anderson Silva.
Yes.
Anderson eating many leg kicks to the right knee. Inside, outside. I don't remember how many I counted. Maybe upwards of 10 in that first round. And then that right knee blows out. Yeah. Anderson Silva down with another leg injury / knee injury.
Yeah.
But he was losing the fight regardless of that. And I think that's just a good win for Cannonier. I'm not going to say it's a bullshit win because he did damage the leg by kicking it, right?
Anderson's starting to fall apart at the seams. I mean, it's always something. I wonder if he's somehow his body is just starting to give out from all the weight cutting and stuff.
Just a long career and no steroids now, right? So he lost 7 of his last 8 fights.
Yeah, he's in the BJ Penn.
And it's like, what do you do with the guy? I mean, this is not when I came into this fight, I'm going, Anderson Silva? Jared Cannonier?
Yeah.
Does this fight make sense?
Who can you give him besides Jared Cannonier? I mean, I think he should be... He's trying to renew his contract, too.
Well, didn't he sign up for 10?
Yeah, some ridiculous number. I mean, I'm not in the money game. Obviously, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, he's able to pull the viewers enough, no matter how many times he loses, just like BJ Penn does. So maybe it's worth it for them to keep him around. But I think you start to question if he should be in the UFC based on his record.
Well, then I ask the question, too, of at what point do you call it quits? Because I think when people are looking at the Anderson Silva, the BJ Penn, who we'll talk about in a minute, and then you look at the Chuck Liddell, like, why does Chuck get the extra protection where Dana says, that's enough, man. We're not going to make a buck off of you anymore. But he's willing to make a buck off of everybody else that's a legend in the sport.
He never did like Anderson. Or BJ Penn.
No.
Dana White. But Chuck was his boy. I think it comes down to that, really. You know, remember he walked out on that Anderson Silva Damian Maia fight? I don't think he even watched the last round.
I don't think he did a press conference either.
No.
I'm fucking done.
He's fucking stupid.
This is horseshit. This is a big thing. I had all these partners from, I think it was in Abu Dhabi, and then this is like the big card, and then this fucking shit the bed. You just got to be consistent, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know where that point is to tell a fighter to stop fighting, but if you've lost 7 of your last 8 fights...
Well, I don't know that they have to tell him to stop fighting, but at this level, I think he cannot be competitive anymore. He's got to go down a notch. Not to say Bellator is down a notch, but
right.
I think there's more opportunity for him to fight lesser caliber fighters in Bellator.
Well, maybe just juice it up over there. Like
there's that.
Vitor Belfort.
There's that.
It's just tough. And then the crowd is just booing Cannoneer. Like, yeah. Boo, fuck you, you asshole. Mm-hmm. The guy just beat your guy fair and square. Deal with it.
Yep.
Are we in Brazil? And you got fight excuse, you know. Well, Jessica won, so they got their one win,
yeah,
right?
It's the hometown crowd. Well, you know, I had a friend who went to the UFC that was just in Canada, and they were talking about how the crowd was pretty dead until Cerrone came out, and it was a pro-Cerrone crowd, and how like, I think some of these other countries are so nationalistic, but also when they love a fighter, they really love that fighter.
Yeah.
And here in the U.S., I feel like we're a little bit more like, whatever.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we're not super... The only time it becomes a thing is when it goes to the Olympics. Any other time, who gives a shit?
Yeah, we don't
It's
care.
Best person or best team, whatever. And fighting, it's like, who's the most entertaining? Let's root for them.
Yep.
Or it's a fucking awesome fight going back and forth. I don't always care who wins. I just want to be entertained, right?
Yes, entertaining is
right. So now let's talk about the BJ Penn.
Oh,
we get to BJ Penn, Clay Guida. So
I was hoping we could skip this.
No, we got to talk about it. Okay. BJ Penn, he wins round one in my book. Looks great. Mm. Again, I think this is one of those matchups where I go, why do we make this? Because let's take a guy who's known to have cardio issues and match him up against a guy who has zero cardio issues, and you put him in that top tier of cardio. Mm-hmm. So you see, okay, here's BJ Penn in round one. And Clay Guida, round one, cardio and output. And then round two, Penn not doing well. Round three, even less output and more absorption of strikes and, you know, loses a decision. Now he has lost, BJ Penn has lost 10 of his last 11 fights, 8 losses in a row. I think that's a UFC record. And if not, it should be.
It's quite alarming. But he did look better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you gotta win at some point, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't put Clay Guida in the top echelon of there. So it's a little bit unnerving. BJ takes such a beating.
It's very unnerving. Like, who could he beat?
I don't even know. Himself?
He needs to fight someone that has no cardio, no jiu-jitsu.
Ooh, CM Punk.
Well... The funny you mention that, because I think people were saying, like, who would win right now? You do it at 170. BJ Penn versus CM Punk.
I think BJ would take him down and submit him.
I don't know at
this point. Box the shit out of him, too.
I would hope so, but if CM could last one round,
mm-hmm.
he's got a chance.
CM doesn't exactly have the greatest cardio either.
So. No, but, like, I think he could just focus on cardio, and I'll say it here. I think he beats BJ Penn. If...
Wow.
He focused on cardio and nothing else. Just get through round one
maybe.
And make BJ work. And I don't like to say that because I fucking hate CM Punk.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to make that fight.
I think BJ should retire or go to Bellator. By John Fitch again.
And get a majority draw. Mm-hmm. Then we move over to Bellator 221.
Yes, sir.
I got to get out of that UFC. It was very depressing.
Thank you.
A lot of bad shit. MVP versus Douglas Lima. Lima beats fucking MVP at his own game here, right? So he hit him. It was fucking sweet. So he hits him with a leg kick.
Like an inside leg kick, right? Swept the leg.
I don't remember. It swept him.
Yep.
And he dropped. And then when he dropped, he fucking cracks him with an uppercut. And he fell awkwardly KO'd. Not... A little surprising. I thought he would be more ground game on him and fucking submit him, because you saw Paul Daly taking MVP down with shitty takedowns and MVP couldn't get back up. And like, I don't know what this means for MVP. I believe that was his first loss, but he's got to fight some tough fights, and this was, you know, his tough fight.
Yeah.
So now Lima gets to advance, and he'll fight the winner of that Roy McDonald versus Neiman Gracie.
Ah.
Which I think is happening in like a month.
Yeah, that's in June.
Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I don't, and June I want to say fucking Rory. Yeah, so Rory had a draw in his fight against Fitch, and then he lost to Gegard Mousasi, and now he's like all in Jesus. So If I'm a betting man, I don't want to say you might want to bet on Gracie, but fuck, man. Because Gracie hasn't really fought anybody. I think Ed Ruth was his last fight. I believe he submitted him. But, you know, if you look back at his opponents, it's not like he's fighting top-tier guys. So, but I'm just wondering, is this the moment where you can beat Rory on a month's notice? He just had a not-so-good fight against Fitch, where he's kind of questioning everything.
Mm-hmm. I think he's exposed at the moment, for sure.
Right. And it could go either way.
I think the ground game is going to be a place where it'd be very...
going to be a motherfucker. be a motherfucker.
I'd like to see it get to the ground.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Gracie in that one.
Ooh, wow.
I don't like to say that, but I just don't like where Rory's head's at. And if the mental game, like we're talking about Rose... the mental game's not there. I really worry about that.
I think he'll KO him.
I'd hope so. I'm okay for either way. I just not happy with this. Mm-hmm. Then we'll talk about that Michael Chandler versus Patricio Pitbull. We were just watching the KO again. Pitbull got the KO win. Wasn't an early stoppage.
Yes. I felt like the ref jumped in way too soon. He was trying to get up right as the ref was jumping in. And kind of going, what the fuck's going on? It's a title fight. You got to let that shit go.
Yeah, it's champion versus champion. 145 versus 155. You got to let him go. Yes. Right? It's fucking, you've earned the honor to take 10 more strikes. Is it 10? What's the number? Let's call it 10.
You get to get beat more.
A little bit more.
Just a little bit.
To a living death.
Just to make sure.
In some circles.
That's right. You want to crack his skull.
To quote a phrase. Right. Cha-ching.
Murder his children? What is Mike?
I thought you were going to murder his pussy? What? Jesus, man. This is a family show.
I didn't say murder his pussy.
Murdering his pussy.
What did Mike Tyson say? Murder his... I want to eat your children. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Eat his children.
I'm going to make you love me.
Yes.
I thought he was talking about raping someone, too.
I don't know. It was pretty...
I know.
It was a pretty aggressive statement.
It was way aggressive. Like, how many steroids was that guy on?
Yeah, it's like, next level, I will fucking eat your children. Like,
get your rage under control.
Okay, you're kind of angry.
Yeah.
You need some therapy or something.
Something. So that one was interesting, right?
Yeah.
And then the only other fight I want to talk about is the Jack Swagger. He's that fucking WWE... guy, he submitted a can. He held the submission a little long. And he said, you know, I didn't know that the tapping was the ref, which looking at the video, I could see. But then he has to do his in-cage interview. Which
yes, he
I
had
won't
some
play
choice
that.
Words about himself.
Yeah, I'm going to play that here.
Okay. Y'all can boo me all you want because you're not in here right now. You thought that the tapping that the referee was doing on you was actually your opponent. After the last fight, the guy was wrapping around punches on me still when I had it. So I didn't know it felt like him. It happened so fast. But you know what? I'm rock hard right now with emotion. I got a boner.
What?
He's rock hard and has a boner.
So rolling around with guys, get some rock hard with emotion. I got
a
boner.
Emotional boner, man.
I got a boner.
I feel like maybe he's got some screws loose.
Couple. You think mental issues? He's got the gaze.
He's missing some shit. That you know, I don't know. It seems he's probably one of those guys who's a super good athlete, and that's pretty much all he'll get.
But did you see the shape of the guy he fought to? Literally looked like a plumber.
He's like a truck driver or something. Something weird.
Like, man, do you know how to fight? I can look like I do.
I'll get in there with that big boy.
I'll tell you what. What? I don't know. I'm rock hard.
I crap bigger than you.
I got a boner right now.
I got a boner. I'm going to, so you know what? Next time I'm in class, I'm going to be like, presentation fucking rocked. I'm rock hard right now. I got a boner. I feel so good about this.
Is there an HR department? HR? Can you dial him in right now? We'll loop you in this little conversation.
What the fuck?
It's just,
I don't know where that came from. I wonder if he prepared that speech.
I don't know. Credit Bellator/DAZN for tweet. That's a DAZN tweet. They're tweeting out this fucking guy's
shit. I think it's
shit.
Great.
I know, it's awesome. Good for him.
And if I was his agent, I'd be like, more of that. Yeah. That's great.
Don't let up on submissions. Hold long.
Yep. And talk about your boner.
Yeah. That's what the guys love to hear, because it's the majority men watching it. So good for you.
I want to think about a large man with a boner.
Yep. That's running at you at full speed.
Yes. While trying to submit you.
Yeah. In a dark alley.
Who said that? Somebody said that. Oh, it was Frank Mir about fucking Damian Maya.
Like, mail. Remember, send my mail to me.
He's like that guy could literally fuck me if he wanted to.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything.
I couldn't do anything about
it. Just send my mail. He's like, Frank, are you trying? He's like, fuck you.
Which is crazy, because they're about 50 pounds apart in weight.
I know. But so, that's what they talk about, the levels of jiu-jitsu. Yeah. But you would never think that Damian Maya would be that far ahead of a Frank Mir.
Yeah.
Right? From all the guys that submitted, and broken arms and limbs. And
well, there's something special. You know, I remember when I used to roll at Capritos with Jonatus. He felt like he's only 160 pounds. He weighs 300 pounds. How is he this fucking heavy? I cannot get this guy off me, you know? And so it definitely, I'm sure Damian has that same kind of a style.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to
suffocating.
See that. Oh, yeah. All right. So is that all for the
Yeah, that's all I have events? For all events.
Right. Let me tell you a news story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Tony Ferguson versus Donald Cerrone fight that's supposedly going to happen in Chicago here in a couple weeks. That's exciting.
Yeah, I wonder.
UFC 238.
Do you like that fight?
I do. I think the timing's good. I think nobody's getting that Conor McGregor fight. Who wants? Cerrone isn't going to wait around 8 months or 10 months till.
No.
So he wants to get fights now, and those two should be pretty exciting, I think.
So, yeah, and I just worry is because pullouts from Ferguson. Is he going to make it to the fight? He's had all those mental health issues.
Yeah, he might have a little something going on upstairs. But they're talking about renewing his contract too. He's trying to renegotiate.
Of course. The UFC gives no fucks about your fucking longevity, mm-hmm. your health, whatever. You put on entertaining fights, do people like you? Fight on, they say.
Yep.
So they got that one, and then they announced that Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar. Hated it.
Oh, when's that happening?
UFC 240 on July 27th in Edmonton. Why Frankie Edgar? I think that's his, I don't even remember. We're in the fifth or sixth title shot for that guy.
I don't have my dear kids that weekend. Go figure. I'll actually get to see that one.
I don't even know if we want to. I have to check the rest of the card, but I want to say, I think he is maybe second on the list of chances at a title that had not won it. I mean, he had won it in the past, but think about Uriah Faber. Like, how many title shots did that guy get and not win? But Frankie is always like, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride?
Yeah, but, I mean, who do you think wins that just offhand? You like Holloway or Edgar?
I kind of like, Frankie's so durable. Is he still durable?
Well, I don't know, because remember Ortega uppercut knocked him out recently.
I like Holloway's chances in that one.
Yeah.
Depending on how he's feeling overall, you know, if he's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, he took a beating in his last fight.
Yeah, if he's healthy, I think he's got plenty of cardio to combat that, but I think striking is definitely way a next level. So.
And think about the reach advantage he should have over Frankie. I think he's going to fucking light Frankie up, and I think from that standpoint, I'll enjoy it because I like to root against certain people, and Frankie Edgar
is one of them.
He's on my list.
Weird. I don't get it.
Because he's a complainer and he always gets fucking title shots. He's like Stipe Miocic.
Like 90 title shots.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have the belt for a minute?
Yeah.
Took it from BJ, right?
Mm-hmm. And then killed him every successive time they fought.
All 12 times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was when he tried the stand-up stance, right?
Was that Frankie?
The third one. Like, shit wasn't working. So maybe he tried the straight-up striking. The third time.
I don't recall.
I don't remember.
Blocked that out.
I was
traumatized.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's traumatized.
As far as like a change in fighting style that was not effective.
Yep.
And then the other fight they announced was Anthony Pettis versus Nate Diaz at 170 for UFC 241 on August 17th.
I like that.
Co-main event to Cormier and Miocic 2.
Ooh, that might, that's going to be a big card.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of pay-per-views.
The question is, and I think there's bad blood. Like, Pettis is talking shit. Like, fuck that Diaz guy, because I don't know what was going on, but that's good to see at 170.
He got beef.
Duke Rufus said he's going to talk a ton of trash to Pettis in preparation for this fight. Mm. Said, I'm going to be a homie for a while. Talk a bunch of shit.
Totally spilled my beer on myself.
You're all right. Nobody's watching. You spill beers. We're only in HD, kind of.
Kind of.
We're 720.
Be a homie. So that's a strategy to try to prepare him for the shit talking?
Yeah. I'll give you a prediction for this one. Nate Diaz all day.
Yeah.
Because Pettis' new style is to absorb a lot of punishment. And over time, Nate's going to deal it out. And Nate is fucking next to impossible to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And
been stopped once, right? One time?
Yeah, I think it was Josh Thompson. Mm-hmm. And
they threw the towel for that fight, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I want to say they're going to do three rounds, but if this was five, 100% Nate Diaz. They should do five rounds on this.
It's a co-main, though.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to get
they're not. Five. They're not going to do three.
But I do like his chances. I would say that third round kind of a finish looks like potential for me.
Because he's just in. I want to talk about Pettis too. Because remember that other fight where they're having a war. And I forget who he's fighting, and then he just fucking. Oh, my hand's broken.
Quit.
I'm done. So any little injury or whatever, he's gonna tap out. So.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
I don't know how to label this. It's not quite MMA. It's just something funny that was floating out there. So it's this chick, she's holding up her hair, she just got cut off. She says, boys, in case you're wondering, this is what 8 inches really looks like. And someone replies, we talking about that ponytail or that forehead?
Oh, damn.
Like, well, she kind of asked for that, right?
So a lot of 8 inches, that's large.
Yeah.
Most women don't want 8 inches. They're like, tubuku.
Yeah.
You tubuku. We love you long time, tubuku.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And then tweet a week, we'll go to Barstool Sports once I can open this. They call this the titty kitty. I say, time to make the donuts, time to make the donuts.
She's like kneading on her boobs, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
I like it.
A little girl on girl action.
Sure. Pussy on pussy.
Hey, now. I didn't say that.
Cat.
That sounds racist.
Pussy cat.
And then I'll give you the obligatory Paige VanZant. She's in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Did we buy that issue? We should buy it.
I think all the pictures are posted online. I'll probably post a couple, but I think that one was
the
best one. But
whack off, dude. Wow. That's pretty nice.
And then they also, Tyra Banks is apparently in there. And they posted the 22 years ago picture and then her picture now. And I don't think I'm more impressed with their picture now.
Yeah, she actually looks more full.
Right, like
it's
a woman.
Hot. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
She was looking like a girl early on.
This and I don't remember how old, I want to say 47 maybe now. But man.
That's
well, that's almost my age. Right?
There's a lot more hip there.
Like I'm 45.
She have babies? Has she have babies?
I don't know.
Supposed to have babies.
Rock and roll.
More hippish. Good for you, Tyra Banks.
They're doing things over there.
Yeah. Playboy still around?
I don't think so. I mean, yes, but I think the internet killed the Playboy.
Like the video?
Star.
Killed the radio star?
Yeah. Do some ass nuts. Has BJ Penn destroyed his legacy?
I believe he has. I think he should stop fighting.
Well, here's the next question, then. How many losses will he accrue
before total?
Like
12.
He's on this 8. I think he's on 8 right now.
He's gonna fight 4 more times at least. Maybe he's 5. I think he's gonna eclipse 10 losses.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Uh-huh.
And I think the over under is 10.
Mm-hmm. It's tough to watch. I gotta say.
I don't even know what to do. That's the thing. go up to 170.
Why is he fighting? I don't think he needs the money.
You know, I think he's. I think the better run, I think you said it, was just go to Bellator. I mean, I think he just needs to change the scenery. The UFC is not the place to be.
Nah.
The talent is just too high.
Especially at those 55-70 yeah. weight class.
And then someone did a ranking of UFC color commentators. They did a poll. And here's what they came up with, and I'll ask you if you agree with that. So they have DC at number one, Rogan, two, Dan Hardy, then Paul Felder, then Michael Bisping, and then Dominic Cruz. So there's your list.
I agree Cruz should be at the last.
100%. Cruz last.
DC and Rogan for me are a toss-up. I like them both.
Yeah, I think they're awesome as a combo. Like, they are really good together. If I got to pick one, I like DC over Rogan, but I like them together better than any other combination they have.
I'm surprised Michael Bisping is that low because I kind of like his style. So I would put him at number three.
Okay.
And the keep Hardy at four and Felder at five.
Yeah, I think Felder is weaker than Bisping, and I don't hear Hardy that much.
He's more quiet.
As far as, like, the broadcast, like, he's more... not doing the ones that I'm watching the most. Like, it seems like he's getting less work is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, his British accent does kind of lend something different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes the auditory difference is, like, interesting, you know?
Yes.
Rogan brings that fire. You know, it depends what you like.
I think. Right, right. And then Rogan, usually, if he's on the broadcast, he defers too much, especially if Cruz is on. That is, I think, the worst combo is... Rogan and Cruz, and even this last one, which was
Bisping. No, was it Bisping?
No, fucking DC and Cruz. It's just, it's not good. It's Cruz is like cancer. You got to cut it out.
Uh huh.
Jared Christensen asked. He said, "With UFC 236 getting less than 100,000 buys, what does this mean for ESPN Plus?"
That they're building. I think they'll be fine. It's just give them a year, and it'll be okay. Right now, people are getting used to the new model. It's different. It's, you know, we're not used to the buying the pay-per-view this way, but we will get used to it.
Yeah, and I think the ESPN was scheduled to make losses until like 2024 or something, whatever that stat was. This is a loss leader right now, and
like everybody, billion-dollar corporation is just losing money.
Yeah,
that's part of the deal.
Yeah. Like the Zone, there's no way they're fucking making money with paying Canelo $365 million over 11 fights. And then follow-up question, he says, based on this information, what will UFC 237, which is a much shittier card, do?
I think it'll do more. I think the numbers will gradually go up.
And, well, that's the weird thing, too, is that it doesn't matter to the UFC. I think the rumors were that they get 500,000 buys, regardless of what the scenario is, and then anything over that is where ESPN gets all the money. Hmm. Which is weird, because you should have incentivized the UFC to, hey man, if we hit X amount, you get this.
Yeah.
So they have some skin in the game. Now they can just go, we don't give a fuck. We just gotta put a fight together. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it sells.
I didn't realize it was 500. That's way above, it should be like 250.
Yeah, it should have been whatever their average was. But again, these are just rumors. I don't, you know, we don't know 100%, but usually where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Mason asks, what are your early predictions for DC versus Stipe 2?
Same thing. More of the same.
Yeah. And hopefully some fucking slams. I want to see Stipe get dumped on his dumb head. His dumb firefighter head.
Oh my goodness, there's hate in this room.
Well, he is... Out of all the heavyweight champions, he is the most vanilla out of everyone.
He's boring. He's like...
I don't mean to disrespect firefighters. I don't like Stipe Miocic.
Because he's too boring. He's not polarizing.
Right. He doesn't do anything. He just moves no needles. And then cries because, why don't I get an immediate title shot? I was the best champion ever. I had 3 title defenses. Mm-hmm. That's great. Fucking move the needle. You beat a bunch of washed up guys. Mm-hmm. You can't beat a legitimate heavyweight. I'm just kidding. He beat some, but not all of them. When you beat DC, come talk to us.
Well, maybe he will.
No, I made money on him. Thank you. Kane Ponlas. P-O-N-E-L-A-S.
Okay.
Can Poirier hang with Khabib? Says, in my opinion, he can. He has ground game and is bigger. No?
No chance.
Sorry. Why?
I think Khabib throws him around like a rag doll. It'll be like Cormier when Dan Henderson fought. Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Henderson looked like a 5-year-old schoolgirl being tossed around the cage.
Oh, that was disrespectful. You can't toss your elders around so crazy. Like this, man.
It was like nothing. I mean, it'll be the same story. He's going to drop him on his big head. It doesn't matter how big he is. Khabib has got that Russian strongman grappling strength.
I thought Cormier said he has a hard time wrestling.
Really? Khabib? Little tiny guy, 100 pounds lighter.
Yes, but it's technique, right?
Yeah, leverage, the motherfucker.
Yeah. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Natural. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Guys, are you feeling rock hard right now with emotion?
Absolutely.
Should the UFC just make BJ Penn versus CM Punk at welterweight?
Yes.
Since this is probably the only fight that BJ can win.
We're not clear on whether he can win that fight.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
I think he can. But I don't know. Cardio. Also, Ingo, just to make you feel a little bit more salty, BJ Penn, 3-10-1 in the last 10 years. 1-7-1 in his last 9 fights.
Yes.
0-7 in his current streak. 0-5 in the last 5 years.
I am well aware of his
record. Current streak. I thought it was an 8-fight.
It's an 8-fight. It's an 8-fight skid, I'm pretty sure. I'm well aware of his shitty record. What am I gonna do?
You can't tell the guy to stop.
The last time
he got paid, right?
I wonder if we saw him win the last time he ever won.
I think it was the Detroit card. The Matt Hughes fight.
Which was super exciting.
Literally was UFC
123.
The fucking press passes are on the wall under that. Can't
see it from here. Yeah. 100 something. That might be the last time he actually won.
Yeah, and then he ran out of the octagon, and then they had to tell him, hey, man, you can't just run away. You got to come back in here. We see him backstage, and he's about 3 foot tall.
Little BJ Penn, how you doing?
BJ Penn, BJ Penn, BJ
Penn. I'm pretty sure that
is might have been the last time, which is completely nuts, because that was forever ago.
Yeah, that would have been like 6 years, right?
At least. Hang on.
Rampage Machida headlining. Rampage got the surprise win.
Oh, no. Yes. That was in UFC 123 in 2010.
Oh, my God.
Was the last time he won a fight. He did draw against John Fitch shortly thereafter.
Majority draw.
So he didn't technically lose that fight, but that was the last time he won is the fight that we saw. And now he's on a 7 fight losing streak. Fucking hell, man. And he's not 1-9-1 in his last 11 fights. That's insane. Wow.
I'm sure it'll all work out.
I don't think so.
Mahalo.
I think he's going to have some issues later in life, taking all these beatings.
Well, didn't he have some domestic shit going on?
Yeah.
Near here or there. Buy or sell, which is the better video game console, PS4 or Xbox One?
I like Xbox. I've been an Xbox guy forever.
I can't tell a fucking difference. All I know is I play the Xbox, and when I go play the PS4, I can't figure out the fucking controller. I'm like, what the fucking buttons, man?
It's different.
Fucking. So I can only comment on what I play all the time. I like the Xbox, but other people like the PS4. I don't think there's a fucking difference. Quality-wise, as far as, like, the graphics. But also, what's your favorite video game that you ever played on that console?
Xbox?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that we've played together that I really enjoyed. I want to say Borderlands, maybe. It's probably maybe both of those.
Yeah.
Was the most fun I've had consoling. I know we played a lot. I definitely prefer Call of Duty over Battlefield. Those were some good times. But what I always go back to remembering is the Borderlands. It's a good time.
That was fun. That's probably number two. I like the original Red Dead Redemption. I had a lot more fun playing that one than the second one. The second one's good. But I liked being able to play poker and then cheat. And then even if you didn't like it, you'd just fucking, let's go outside and duel, bitch. You get caught cheating, it's a duel.
Mm-hmm.
Just shoot them up. champion, gatekeeper, and Bellator. You know how this works, guys. She's want to become a champion in her respective weight division, want to be a gatekeeper, and one you believe would do better in Bellator. This is lightweight edition number 2. You have Conor McGregor, Donald Cerrone, Edson Barboza.
I'm going to say Cerrone is a gatekeeper. Barboza goes to Bellator.
Okay.
And Conor is the champ.
I'm going to make Conor the gatekeeper because he's almost there. He's only one, I think it's almost 3 years since he's had a win in the UFC.
Oh, okay.
Cerrone is the UFC champion, and Barboza, he goes to Bellator.
Okay.
Champion versus contender game. Same as last show, guys. I take a former UFC champion, someone that he had defeated or lost to before, and ask if a fight between them would have a different outcome today. Today's former UFC champion is Benson Henderson.
Ooh.
Wow. So today I ask you, who would win if they fought today? Benson Henderson versus Frankie Edgar.
I don't know. I think that's pretty damn close.
I think it's a where are they fighting kind of fight too, because in Bellator I think you have a different outcome than
and at 55 and 170.
Right. Let's do 55.
I'll take Frankie at 55.
Okay, I'll agree with that. And Benson Henderson versus Nate Diaz.
Nate Diaz all day.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think that's close.
Not even close. No.
Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 43.
Here we go.
Wow. Hollywood, give me what number 15. Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, she was hot back in the day. Is this a current picture?
Well, her current doesn't look much different than old.
She looks a, like a school teacher dirty or something.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
Jordana Brewster.
Okay.
Looks like she has the hip. Okay. Enjoy that. And then Kat Dennings.
Oh, good Lord.
I know where I'm going.
I already know what that is.
Choice? This is like, this isn't a fair fight. I'm marrying her.
You're going to marry the last one?
Yep, 100%.
I will bang her.
Okay.
The one in the middle, we probably got to kill.
Yeah, she needs like triple cheeseburgers, Judge Wapner's.
I'm going to go ahead and marry our friend here.
Alicia.
Alicia Silverstone. Something about that.
Yeah, and I will bang that one. Mm-hmm. Kill the middle.
We're in agreement, sort of.
Like sort of.
Reverse it.
Yep. Good day, sir. Yeah, Knowledge.
Sort of. Well, I have a question for the fans. I'm curious how everyone's feeling about this season of Game of Thrones because we've discussed it previously, and I think we're in agreement that it's kind of like a WTF is going on in Game of Thrones land.
Yeah.
This last episode was kind of confusing in a lot of different ways, and I feel like they're just, to use your term, jumping the shark.
100%. It's a hot mess.
So I'm wondering if the last episode is going to live up to the series. Do you think it will?
100% no. And I we were joking beforehand. I said they should just fucking just all black, nothing, just nothingness the whole hour and 30 minutes.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And you said maybe they do 2 minutes of dialogue and then we just fade to black. That's you don't know what the fuck's going on. Maybe a couple sounds like 30 minutes in. A broken bottle.
That'd be so weird.
Maybe a Starbucks cup floats across the screen.
They go like old school load 2D kind of stuff.
Yeah, we don't even use CGI. We use puppets. The Muppets come out. Maybe the Game of Thrones turns into the Muppets, and they're just puppets at that point.
Okay.
I'd be okay with this.
Who's going to rule the Iron Throne at the end? Who do you think?
White Walkers.
Ooh.
Still holding out for the White Walkers. You can't have them come and go within like one episode. Like, there was this whole build-up, and then we just wipe our hands clean. I don't like it.
Don't like this whole season.
What if it's like the Matrix, and they're just going to reset back to the old state from the Matrix?
Well, maybe Bran can fuck some shit up and bring him back.
There's rumors that he's the Lord of Light.
Well, do some light. I feel like there's too many things that are being said behind the scenes and not said on the show. And it's a race to the end. We only have 6 episodes, so we're not doing all the story we could have done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're just trying to, what do they say? Stick 100 pounds of shit in a 10-pound bag or something.
Never heard that expression.
I forgot what the expression is, but okay. Yes, no, what I'm saying.
Alrighty then. It's a lot of shit either way.
Yeah, it's just, it's not good. Not good. So let's get some knowledge. So if you're an old lady, don't spit at a fucking llama.
Oh, damn.
She almost died.
Like, what the fuck?
She spit at the llama for... Oh.
Why is she spitting at
the llama? I don't know. But I love her reaction. Like, she almost goes down for the count.
Oh, it blew her hair back, too.
Yeah. They're assholes, those llama type things. They'll spit and piss at you. Like, some of them will run over and then turn their ass at you and shoot piss at you.
Is this happening to you?
At the zoo. I've been far enough away. I know when to move back.
Wow.
Like, this guy's got nothing but bad intentions on his mind.
Okay.
Get the hell away from him.
All
right. You don't ever like them. I don't think I have anything else. I think that's it. We can shut it down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Griffith, thanks for playing.